An old Indian Cherokee chief was teaching his grandson about life. "A fight is going on inside me," he said to the boy. "It's a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego." The chief continued, "The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside you and every other person too." The grandson thought about it for a minute, and then with a concerned look on his face, asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed."
Andrew Jobling, what does that story mean to you?
Well, firstly, Paul, I want to thank you for having me. I'm very blessed to be here. Yeah, that chapter and that story is incredibly important. You know, when the book's about wellness and well-being, and I've been working in and around the health and well-being industry for 30 years and, you know, looked at the things that make or help people be healthier. And what I've realized is that it's actually less about what people think it's more about and far more about what people don't even think about. And, you know, because I think we all know that we need to exercise, we need to eat well, we need to sleep well. All those things are sort of obvious, and there's no shortage of information about what to do and how to eat and what exercise you can do. I mean, we live in the 21st century where there's an absolute, you know, plethora of information on the internet everywhere you look. So in my mind, I'm trying to work out, well, if it's obvious what we need to do, yet most people don't do it, then what is the key? What is it that's stopping people from doing what they know they need to do? And I realized it's got to be something to do with their thinking. It's got to be something to do with the way they're processing their thoughts and how they perceive things and their emotional state. And I guess what I've come to understand, everything starts with a thought. And, you know, and so the story is obviously a fable or an analogy, but it's saying, well, if you feed negative thoughts, then those negative thoughts are going to turn into negative emotions, which are going to lead to negative actions. That's going to create a negative habit, which is going to lead down the path of disease, ill health, mental health issues, or whatever you want to call it. But when we feed the wolf with positive thoughts of gratitude, of love, of hope, of joy, of optimism, then all of a sudden we feel better, we make better choices, and then the results we get in life are going to be better. What I see is a world that is largely negative. I see there's so much, you know, negativity in the workplace. There's so much negative news that it creates fear. You know, we sort of immerse ourselves, and you hear about this term of brainwashing, and you know, people say, well, be careful you don't get brainwashed. But what people don't realize, and what most of us don't realize, is we're getting brainwashed every single day. Every day we listen to the news, or we hear negative stuff, or we go to the workplace and you hear complaining. You're being brainwashed, and what's happening, that's feeding that negative wolf in your mind, which is going to then lead to, you know, a negative thought will lead to a negative emotion. And what I've learned about emotion is it's emotion that really is the cause of all the good and bad things that we have, because our emotions then lead to actions. The actions then turn into habits, which give us the result. So the right thoughts always lead to a positive emotion, which will lead on to positive actions, habits, and that's where I believe optimal well-being is really achievable, when we know that if we can control our thoughts, if we can choose the right thoughts, and if we can protect our mental and emotional space and feed it the right stuff, then we're going to get incredible results.
What I particularly love about that story is the imagery of it and the fact that most of us can associate with feeding negative thoughts, catastrophizing, if you like. I guess the question is, whilst most of us can probably identify those negative thoughts, and even when we're being negative in our actions, our attitude, how do you actually begin to change those thoughts?
Yeah, and that's the question, isn't it? Because it is very easy for us to have this conversation and say, well, look, just think positively, or, you know, don't we wish it was that easy? I believe the first thing is piece one of the wellness puzzle, which is about finding your purpose. And I think the starting point is to have real clarity about what you want, you know, find your purpose. And I think there's a lot of people that unfortunately get up every day and just drag themselves through another day. They don't really love what they do. They don't really feel like they're going. They're just sort of going with the flow rather than taking charge and, you know, making their own path, because they don't have that clarity. And I think as soon as you have clarity, as soon as you have a purpose, all of a sudden making better choices becomes almost automatic, because you start to think, well, if my purpose is this, if that's what I'm working towards, then this choice is either going to move me closer to it or further away. Right, if it's moving me further away, then clearly that's not a choice I need to make. So I think that's step one. Step two is then start to, and I am going to use the word or the term brainwashing, but I'm going to use it in a positive sense, in that we need to reprogram our thinking. We need to start to fill our mind daily with positivity, because then what happens is that starts to reprogram our thinking. And if we're in primarily a negative state, then if we just bombard ourselves, and again, what I'm talking about here is, you know, the people that we associate with, the things that we read. You know, one of the reasons I write books is because I have, the thing that's changed most for me in my life is when I started reading, and reading things that are positive and uplifting and encouraging and inspiring. They're the things that started to help me really start to change my thinking. So reading and what we're listening to, you know, listening to stuff, you know, there's a lot of radio stations, and there are some that are positive, and like obviously this one, Paul, is a station that and a program that I recommend people listen to, because we're talking about things that are going to positively impact their life. Most stations are not, you know, and a lot of the music we listen to is having a negative impact on our thinking. So it's about starting to change the input, the things we're reading, the things we're watching on TV, the things we're listening to. And then over time, what happens is this then starts to dilute that negative thought. It's like putting red dye, and as another visual, if you've got red cordial in a glass and that red cordial represents negative thinking, if you add water, pure, clear water, and if you continue to add water, that the level will rise and eventually it will overflow. Now, if you keep adding water, it will continue to overflow, and the color of red will dilute, and over time will become clear. That's what we're talking about, is to purify your thinking by continually adding these pure, positive thoughts. So they're two big parts of it. And then I just think the next part is, whenever you feel a negative emotion, rather than go, well, that's someone else's fault because they made me mad, or, you know, I was stuck in traffic, so I was angry, whatever. And it's very easy to blame other people or circumstances for our emotional state. But when we understand that, no, it's no one else's fault. The emotion is the result of a thought, and we choose the thought. So the next thing to do is capture any negative emotion. Now, I'm not saying be a robot. I'm not saying that you'll never have negative emotion, but I'm saying whenever you feel an anxiety or an anger or resentment, just stop yourself and ask yourself, well, what am I thinking? What's leading to this? And just see, is there another way I could look at it? Could I be grateful rather than frustrated? Could I be, you know, could I be determined rather than helpless? You know, there's lots of different ways to look at things. If we can change the thought, it changes our emotional state. If we change our emotional state, it then changes the actions that we take. And again, that starts a snowball effect on terms of what we can achieve long term.